Dad, can I borrow your razor?
Why, you ain't using tweezers no more?
Oh, Dad.
Oh, sure you can use my razor, Junior. Now, who's your big date with tonight?
Gorgeous Gertrude, the glamour girl of the ghetto.
Whatever happened to your one and only, Delightful Delilah?
Oh, no, Dad, the flame is flickered out.
Oh.
Who turned off your pilot light, Romeo?
I did, Ma. The other night we went out for french fries in the mall, and she didn't come up without half of the loot. And I got one rule with all my chicks. They gots to pay their own way.
Our son, the lover.
Yeah. Well, that stands to reason. I mean, look who his father is. Maybe it won't be long before old Michael here be chasing after girls, too.
I got news for you, Daddy. I already caught a few.
That boy's growing up faster than we thought.
Yeah. Hey, look here, who's your main squeeze these days, Romeo number two?
Oh, Daddy, I don't have just one main squeeze. I'm gonna take my advice from JJ and I'm playing the field, all right.
Since when have you been taking advice from JJ?
JJ talks a lot in his sleep, and I do a lot of listening.
Hi, Ma, Dad.
Hello.
You remember me talking about my girlfriend Joanne Taylor, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, Joanne's is my mother, my
Hello.
Father, and my
Hi.
Brother Michael.
Hi.
We're having a French test this week, and I'm going to help Joanne.
Oh, that's nice. Thelma told me about you being voted homecoming queen for your senior class. Congratulations.
Thank you, but if I don't do better with my grades, I might still be in the senior class next year.
Oh, now don't go putting yourself down.
That's right, Dad. In French, she's just a little weak on verbs.
And adverbs, adjectives, prepositions, and nouns, especially nouns. Like the word door. I mean, I know in French it's port, but you gotta know whether it's masculine or feminine.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, if the door is marked men, then it's masculine. If it's marked ladies, then you know it's feminine.
Come on, Joanne, my room is this way.
Okay. Hey, now, far out, Thelma. Who's the artist around here?
My brother, JJ.
I think I've seen some of his paintings around.
You probably saw them down at the community center. He took up some of his work over to the art show a couple of weeks ago. He won first prize.
Hey, now, that's how to say it.
Dad, where's the aftershave lotion?
JJ. Joanne, this is my brother, JJ. In the flesh, whatever there is of it.
Hi, JJ. Nice to meet you, JJ.
JJ.
JJ. JJ.
Nice to meet you, Mama.
Whoa. Something tells me he's gonna do a lot of talking in his sleep tonight.
Come on, Joanne, let's get started on that French.
Okay.
Hello, Joanne. She's gone.
Yeah, so is Junior.
Hey, JJ. JJ. Hey, JJ, snap out of it, man. I thought you had a date with Gorgeous Gertrude.
Who?
Glamour girl of the ghetto, man.
Oh, no. Now she's on the junk pile with Delightful Delilah. Well, I better go put on my shirt. Probably drove Joanne crazy with this fantastic body. Can I borrow you aftershave lotion?
I'm all out, Junior.
Oh, that's okay. I'll use Thelma's Afro Sheen.
JJ, that's a hair conditioner.
Oh, better yet, Ma. Makes my mustache more soft and kissable.
Well, when it comes to girls, JJ flips faster than a pancake. You can't keep up with him without a scorecard. Gorgeous Gertrude, Delightful Delilah, Marvelous Myrna the Human Burner.
Yeah, and don't forget Sizzling Susie.
I never heard him mention her.
I know, Mama, that's because she's one of my chicks.
Young man. Don't you have some homework to do?
Yeah, some biology. And I'm learning that subject fast.
You're
too fast. Well, Florida, you really can't blame girls for chasing after our sons. I mean, there's something about the Evans men that runs in the family.
It does, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, like when I was Junior's age, baby, I didn't have no problem with girls either. I'd see a good-looking girl and I'd just say to myself...
What did you say, James?
I say, self? That ain't the right one.
Yeah, you sure said that.
Yeah, well, Florida, now, you know you're the only one for me. The minute I saw you, baby, I said, that's it.
Well, you must have done a lot of window shopping before you decided what to buy.
I mean, when a man is looking for a wife, he wants to make sure he gets a quality product. Let's face it.
Careful how you handle the merchandise. Thelma, would you and Joanne like something cool to drink?
Oh, that'd be great, Ma. Thanks.
They still in there studying?
Mm-hmm.
Ma, what you doing over there?
Well, I'm giving the girl something cold to drink.
Well, let me take it in the room, Ma.
Well, how come you're so helpful all of a sudden?
Just that I know my little sister's in there studying, and I want to make sure she has the proper nourishment.
All right, JJ, you want to take this tray in here.
Ma, could you hold this for a minute?
Sure, what's the matter? Boy, take this tray.
Come in. I mean, ouvrez la porte.
I brought you all the drinks.
Thank you, JJ.
You're welcome.
Thank you. JJ, the drink.
It's delicious. how y'all doing with the French?
Well, Thelma's really a great teacher, but man, I'm still having trouble.
Well, then, maybe I can help you out here. You know, when I was a mere youth in high school, French was one of my big subjects.
JJ, you took Spanish. You don't know any French, so why don't you get out of here?
What are you talking about, girl? Remember the time the family went to that fancy restaurant? I ordered the entire meal in French.
Yeah, but it was a Chinese restaurant.
Come on now, Thelma, what's the difference? You speak one foreign language, you speak them all. Let me tell you something, Joanne.
Yeah?
The main thing you gotta remember about speaking a foreign language is never speak it in English.
I gotta remember that.
Yeah. And when you go on the road, always remember
JJ, if you don't mind, we have a lot of work to do.
Oh, so do I. I gotta finish a painting. Even though I may be big on foreign languages, art is still my numero uno.
Oh, that's great, fantastic. Fine, now will you get out of here? S'il vous plaît.
Okay. And until next time, si, si, bon. Arrivederge. And, Sayonara.
Well, hit another bullseye. You mean you racked up some points with the beauty queen?
The beauty queen melted at the sight of the beauty king.
She really fell apart, huh, Junior?
Let me put it to you this way, Dad. After seeing me, the only French word she could say was, ooh la la.
That boy's foot is a size 12 and his head is catching up fast.
JJ, what are you doing?
Just getting some threads more suitable for the occasion.
Oh, no. Not those, Junior. Those are your killer threads. Why don't you have a little mercy on the girl?
Well, Dad, since she's gonna be my future fox, she might as well see the whole enchilada.
I don't believe that boy.
I tell you, baby, I mean, can you imagine anybody being that stuck on themselves?
Mm-hmm. I married him.
Well, now, wait a minute now, baby. I mean, I admit I am handsome.
Oh.
Well, you never heard me doing that much horn blowing.
Oh, come on, James. You blow so many horns, you could beat a whole brass section for Count Basie.
You gotta admit one thing, baby.
What?
We're making beautiful music together.
We sure have.
Oh, they're at it again. Liz and Dick in the ghetto.
Well, Lona, do you ever even think about knocking?
Yeah. The thought has occurred to me, but I drove it right out of my mind. The bicentennial's getting next to me, and I want to be able to say I was there, and that's the way it was. Ho, 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 hey, hey.
Well, if you want to make it a real bicentennial, why don't you just visit us every 200 years?
Oh, James. That's all right, Flo. We're just starting the fireworks a little early. Awfully kind, Johnny. Where are the kids? Oh, don't tell me they all left home and you was just getting ready to start another set.
Michael is in our room doing his homework. Thelma and Joanne Taylor are in there. She's helping her with some schoolwork.
Joanne Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't she the high school homecoming queen?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's beautiful.
She sure is. She looks just like me when I was her age. And homecoming queen myself, huh?
You're a long way from home, sweetie.
You know, Flo, when I was a bridesmaid at your wedding, I remember thinking to myself, crazy. Here I am carrying a bouquet of roses just cause Flo caught herself a clump of poison ivy. Well, Lola, who's done it again? Give me five.
Well, I better blow the whistle before we go into overtime.
NBC lost its peacock and look where it landed.
Well, how y'all folks like it?
You look like an explosion in a paint factory.
I better go home and get my sunglasses. The glare is blinding me. Have a nice time, sugar. I'll see y'all later.
Okay,
all right, Malone, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Boy, Junior, if you was any sharper, you could be considered a dangerous weapon.
Yeah, I thought about that, Dad. That's like I wore my conservative socks.
Hmm?
Are you two finished studying already?
Yeah, I guess so, Mrs. Evans. I just can't seem to get it together.
Yeah, I think it's better if we start off fresh some other time.
Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your help, Thelma.
Anytime.
Joanne.
Yeah?
Look here. I got some tickets for the OJ's concert on Saturday night. You're welcome to be my guest, and, you don't even have to pay your own way.
I'm sorry, JJ, but I really can't make it. I'm busy Saturday night.
How about Sunday? I got some tickets for the Isley Brothers concert, and they even hotter than the OJs.
But I gotta study Sunday.
Well, I just happen to be free on Monday night.
Oh, JJ, I'm sorry, but I really can't make it.
Tuesday afternoon?
Oh, JJ, listen, I'm gonna be kind of busy the whole week. I'm sorry. Bye.
New Year's Eve?
Marta, how come it's so quiet out here?
What are you talking about, James?
Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but I can't. Ain't nobody yelling.
Well, JJ's not around.
You know, he hasn't been himself since Joanne walked into his life and then walked right back out.
Don't worry about JJ. You can't keep him down too long.
Yep, it's his nature. Happy-go-lucky. He'll bounce back.
Hi, y'all.
Well, the only thing I've seen bouncing lately is that bird on his head. How's it going, son? How's the poultry pushing business?
I don't know, Dad. My heart just ain't into my work.
Come on, JJ, snap out of it. Anyhow, how much heart do you need to deliver chicken?
Thelma, I really messed up today. One of my big customers, too, the Thomases. They're usually a wings family, but by mistake, I brought over 2 buckets of legs. And when you're into wings, you don't like to mess with no legs. Mr. Thomas got so mad, he nearly broke both of mine.
Oh, come on, JJ. Everybody makes a mistake.
Yeah, Mom, but I just can't concentrate.
JJ, you shouldn't let that thing with Joanne get you down. You have to realize she's very busy and she's also a very popular girl.
I don't even think about chicks anymore. Only chicks I bother with are the ones I deliver.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Joanne. Hold it. Now, that ain't fair to all the rest of them girls out there climbing all over each other just to get a lock of your mustache. Huh?
Yeah, I wish I had a bad mustache like that.
JJ, you're so handsome, I hear that Billy Dee is eating his heart out.
And Diana Ross tore up his number and is now looking for yours.
Stop it all, y'all. Just stop it. Now, look here. Let's get something out front right now. Dad, you're a handsome dude. Ma, you're a beautiful lady. Thelma, you're good looking. Michael, you're good looking. Tell me, what happened to me?
Now, JJ, you're our firstborn. You were beautiful then, and you're beautiful now. And what about all those girls? There is delightful Delilah, gorgeous Gertrude, marvelous Myrna.
Oh, Ma, let me tell you something. Delightful Delilah is really Delilah the dog. Gorgeous Gertrude is really Gertrude the gorilla. And marvelous Myrna is really Myrna the monster.
Junior, what you talking about?
Nah, Dad, I knew I was out of my class when I tried to date Joanne. You know the kind of girls I go out with? The kind the other dudes reject. I get more recalls than General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler together.
JJ.
Well, I'm going to change for art school.
Oh, James, it hurts me to see him this way. I can't believe that's JJ.
Yeah, I know what you mean, baby.
I guess it's all my fault. I should have never brought Joanne here.
Oh, now stop that, baby girl. Sorry.
Well, Joanne really bowled him over.
Well, hello, Mrs. Evans.
Hello, Joanne.
Joanne?
Well, hi, Thelma. Don't you remember we made up to meet tonight for you to help me with my French? Well, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Look, you guys better start studying right now. Right now, here.
Oh, come on, Joanne. Let's get started.
Yes, honey. The faster, the better.
Right, Ma. Oh. Hi, JJ.
Oh, hi, Joanne. I'm getting ready to go to art school. Bye. Bye, y'all.
Just a minute. JJ, can I talk to you a minute?
You want to talk to me?
Yeah. In private.
You all want to talk in private? Go ahead. We'll get out of the way.
Well, now that we got all this privacy, why don't you sit down?
Thank you, JJ.
Michael, don't you see they want privacy?
Well, I'm reading this magazine. I ain't interested in what they're doing.
Get your butt over here.
Wow, JJ, I don't know how to begin.
Why don't you start at the beginning?
JJ, about the other day, when you asked me out for a date and I turned you down, well, I got to thinking about it, and wow, JJ, I mean, the way I must have sounded. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
Are you kidding? I never even gave it a second thought.
I'm glad, because the reason I gave you all those excuses was just that, well, oh, I was scared to go out with you, JJ.
Scared?
Well, yeah, I mean, I usually go out with all those big husky dudes on the football team and the basketball team. And well, JJ, I've never gone out with someone like you.
What do you mean, someone like me?
What do you mean, someone like me?
Well, JJ, what I mean is just that, well, you're so intellectual. JJ, you are deep.
I am?
Well, yeah. I mean, all those far-out paintings you do, winning all those prizes. Well, JJ, you are just a creative genius.
I know. I don't like to brag, though.
Brag, brag!
Anyway, JJ, the reason I was scared to go out with you is that, well, I wouldn't even know what to talk about. I mean, JJ, I'm not the smartest person in the world, you know.
Who cares? look here, Joanne. If you still want to go out, you know, well, maybe I may be able to find the time.
Hallelujah, our boy is back to normal.
Amen.
Well, what night would be good for you, JJ?
Well, let me see now. Schedule is pretty tight here. Well, no, rather. How about tonight?
Wow, JJ. I got to study with Thelma. And, well, I thought you had to go to art school.
I do, but I'll be home by 9:30, and McDonald's don't close till 11. We got the whole evening ahead of us.
Oh, wow, that sounds hip. I just hope I don't disappoint you.
No way. Well, until then, au revoir, bon ami, que sera, sera. And, cognac.
Come on, Joanne, let's get started.
Okay, Thelma. You know something, Mr. and Mrs. Evans? Like, your son really has class.
We know.